Well, hello, group leaders. This is Pastor Kevin and Pastor Vince with you for, believe it or not, our 32nd group leader podcast. And just a note, this year we're going to send this podcast not only to Grace group leaders, but also the other types of group leaders that we have, men's and women's Bible study leaders, care group leaders, and follow group leaders. So we're for the rest of you who have not been listening to this, we want to welcome you and just pray that these 8 or 9 or so minutes once a week are helpful to not only your leadership as you lead groups, but also to the benefit of your group members, those 6 or 8 or 10 or sometimes 20 people that are sitting in your living room that are going to benefit from your leadership. So, Pastor Vince, start us off, if you will, for this new fall season's podcast.
Yeah. Well, I hope you guys have all had a great summer so far. I know Pastor Kevin and I have had the chance to meet with some of you this summer, and we've heard, you know, a lot of groups that have done some really neat connection events. They've gone to some baseball games, had some cookouts, and some of you are just excited to get back into group life because you took the summer off. So we're excited for everything to kick back off, and we just wanted to take a second to share some really exciting wins around group life. So going into this fall, we have 129 groups at our campus, which is amazing. So that's everything from follow groups, grace groups, Bible studies, care groups, and our commons young adult ministry. We have 253 leaders, and 80 of those leaders are brand new going into this fall. So we've spent a lot of time this summer onboarding new leaders. We're excited to have all of you join the team with us. Just excited for what God's doing across all of our groups. Courtney Kitchens, who runs our women's Bible study and women's follow groups, and Brian Hutton, who helps with men's Bible study and grace groups as well. They've been working really hard this summer at really preparing and getting ready for all things groups this fall. And then Jen Scorzell has done a great job at connecting people to these new groups. So we just had 2 weeks of our groups fair where we've seen a few hundred people fill out forms to get connected to Bible study, fill out connect cards to get connected to follow groups and grace groups. Our care groups continue to grow. I think we're close to almost 100 people in care groups this fall that have signed up, which is amazing. So a lot of great things to celebrate, and we're excited for you guys. We're excited to just kick off this season well. We're going to spend some time praying for you guys leading up to the fall season. And like we said earlier, we're just excited to be here to support you guys. And if there's anything you guys need leading up to launch, just let us know. So Pastor Kevin's going to take a few minutes to talk to you guys through prep leading into night one.
Yeah, so we want to make sure that you have all the tools you need in order to be ready for that first group meeting, right? Those of you who are veterans, you know what it takes. You've been through it a number of times. But for those of you who are brand new, we just want to reiterate some things that maybe you haven't thought of or you didn't know. So first off, for those of you who are grace group leaders in particular, but this would apply to any type of group really, on the group leader web page, the group leader resource page, which is gracefellowship.cc/group-resources, you should make yourself familiar and comfortable with that website, and you should check it regularly. On there is what we called the first night discussion notes. In that, it will say things like, hey, make sure you talk to your group about confidentiality. Make sure you talk to your group about priority. You know, we're all better when we're all together, right? So a lack of attendance is just hurting everyone in some ways because everyone has something great to share. Also, we want to make sure that you know that, or your people actually know that the reason we do group is to grow. We want them to grow towards Christ. We want to grow in their knowledge, in their behaviors, in their spiritual journey towards holiness and serving Christ and doing all the things. So make sure that they're all fully on board. And one of the ways we think that is healthy to do that is as we're getting ready, what do we have, a month to go before groups start or 5 weeks or so? For some groups, actually 3 weeks for some. We want to make sure that maybe you meet with your new people ahead of time. Maybe you meet with them for coffee in the cafe, which, by the way, the cafe is a wonderful place to meet up with people. There's plenty of seating in there. You can get great coffee and some good sandwiches. So take full advantage of that space. So meet up with them. You know, it's always good for a person who's new to group to get a face to a name. They know who they're talking about. They have a feel for who you are. Also, while doing that, you can make sure they know everything they need to know before group night starts. You know, one of the greatest things a person can have is knowledge, right? So if they don't know everything or they don't think they know everything, maybe they don't even come, or they're just not as comfortable coming as they should be. And I've made this analogy before. If you've not heard it, it's not genius, but I'm convinced that people don't go to McDonald's because of the quality of the food, but they go there because they know exactly what they're going to get.
That's cool. Yeah.
So, one thing is meet up with your folks beforehand. It's just a really good practice, either in the cafe or before a service or after a service, or even in an off time, for dinner or coffee or something. It's just good to meet up with people and make sure that they know all the details. Make sure they know the location of your group, what time, what to bring, what not to bring. Is there childcare or not? Do they have to contribute to childcare? And all the details, you know, bring your Bible, all those different things that they should need to know before group night starts. And then the biggest thing we can stress that you need to do is pray. Mm-hmm. Pray for all your group people. Pray for growth. Pray for next steps. Pray that some people, if they haven't crossed the line of faith, that they would become Christians, Christ followers. Pray that they would take the next steps, maybe even through group life, of getting baptized or going on a mission trip or starting to give or starting to serve. You know, all these next steps that we want all people to do, make sure you're praying about that. So in addition to prep time and getting to know them and prayer, make sure you know everybody knows what you're studying. What are we doing this fall as far as the curriculum wise? Also, make sure they know that we're going to serve together as a group once in a while, and we're going to have fun. We're going to go have a cookout, or we're going to go bowling, or to a Clippers game, or whatever the fun thing might be. Just make sure they know all the details and know exactly what they're getting into.
Yeah, it's really good. One last thing. If you were not able to attend the leader launch, make sure you find Pastor Kevin or myself or Brian or Courtney. We have a gift that we want to give you. And we also are going to be compiling a folder of resources from all of the breakouts from leader launch. So if you weren't able to attend this last week, make sure you find us. We'd love to give you those training resources and your gift as well. But like Pastor Kevin said, we will be praying for you. We're excited for you. And if you guys have any questions leading up to this group launch, please let us know.
Awesome.
Have a great day.